Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ellen, Sarah and Neve with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, post-match chaos unfolded on the Gold Coast as the Iranian women's football team bus left their final match on Sunday. Crowds of 200 people surrounded the bus, chanting "Save our girls" as pressure continued for the Australian government to provide them refuge after they refused to sing the Iranian national anthem during a previous match. Gold Coast police intervened, pushing and tackling protesters to clear a path for the bus to leave, as the Iranian players themselves captured pictures of the protest. It is still unknown how or when the team will be able to return home. Also in local news, Jamie Dunn, the Brisbane media personality and voice behind the beloved puppet Agro, has died at the age of 76. Dunn passed away in his family home in Imbolc, in the Gympie region, early Saturday morning. The iconic radio figure was best known for his puppet character Agro, who appeared in the hugely popular TV show Agro's Cartoon Connection. Agro the puppet entertained children and adults alike for decades, with the TV show winning 7 consecutive Logie Awards for most popular children's program from 1991 to 1997. Many paid tribute to the long-standing radio personality, including his Cartoon Connection co-host Jill Ray Black, 4BC radio presenter Gary Hardgrave, and the Brisbane's Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner.
200 riders and their support crews will head from Canberra this Thursday to cycle all the way to Hobart for the 20th annual Tour de Cure. The 9-day cycling event is aiming to raise $2 million for cancer research, support programs and cancer prevention programs Australia-wide. Over the course of the journey, the riders will cover 1,400 kilometres with around 20,000 metres of elevation. The riders will cycle through regional towns and communities, raising awareness of cancer prevention and the importance of early detection. This is the 20th year of the Tour de Cure, and over the past 2 decades, the event has raised more than $158 million and funded over 1,000 cancer research and prevention programs. A global study published by UQ researchers Dr. Margaret Chapman and Dr. Salit Kark has found that supporting contributions of women in environmental projects can lead to increased benefits. The study, titled Women's Local Knowledge, an Important Factor in Effective Community-Based Wildlife Management, examined 32 wildlife management projects that included women across 5 continents. The study found that women's knowledge of wildlife can be extensive, but is often different from men's, and their contributions are often overlooked or discarded. This can lead to an incomplete understanding of how to achieve sustainability and conservation of local wildlife. Chapman and Kark concluded that the inclusion of local knowledge of all genders is key to achieving more effective community-based wildlife management.
In international news, an improvised explosive device has been thrown during a far-right protest outside New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani's home on Sunday. The device, which did not detonate, was thrown by counter-protesters when groups clashed at an anti-Muslim protest organized by activist Jake Lang. 2 men were arrested at the scene after the smoking device was thrown near police during the protest, which was later confirmed to contain nuts, bolts, screws, and a hobby fuse, according to police. In a statement, Mamdani said, "The attempt to use an explosive device and hurt others is not only criminal, it is reprehensible and the antithesis of who we are." Activist Jake Lang, who was recently pardoned after storming the Capitol in 2021, has called Sunday's protest as a response to the Islamification of New York City. However, Mamdani, New York's first Muslim mayor, has called Lang a white supremacist, adding that such hate has no place in New York City. For your weather today, it's currently 23 degrees. It's raining with up to 35 millimeters predicted and weather warnings for heavy rainfall in place. The humidity is at 94% and the UV index is at 9.5, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11am. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.